see me walking down the street, and I start to
just traversed Captus Falco, which kind of almost broke us in my mind. I'm not going to lie, I'm struggling. But as we've just come past Experimental Beach and trudged over the cobbles and the rocks and the stones, and we've just come across the most magical sight. I'm here with Amanda. What are we looking at right now?
Flamingos!
Walk on by.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting all year to see these babies. Someone told me and I didn't believe them, and now here they are. They're right in front of us, and it's just such beautiful birds. And yeah, it's just stunning. Really, really lovely. Hey, they pass by here, don't they? Once a year, I'm being told. I'm not sure, but anyway, it's so neat.
They're not just any old flamingos, though. I can see pink flamingos, which...
They are pink flamingos, yeah.
That for me is like the cherry on top of everything, and now they're literally swooping off.
I might even get
in a big flock. That is absolutely incredible. We're literally watching the whole flock take off.
Video.
Amazing. So, 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 so beautiful. So we've just made it across the cobbles down by Experimental Beach. And we're just standing here about to watch the plane coming into land, which is actually quite cool. It looks like it's about to hit us.
Should we wave to all the people on board?
Plane spotting, what number's that, Amanda?
Hey, this is One World, Air Berlin.
Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by. Stop. Walk on by.
Toby, where are you?
I think we're lost.
I think we are.
What do you do then?
I think we go back down and then take a left. What do you think?
I think we should just camp out for the night here.
I think that's it. We're down to our last. The water's gone. The sand's going down.
And we're going crazy.
So, we've just climbed the biggest hill in history. How are you feeling, Billy?
Those immortal Australian words, Kerry Packard. Totally exhausted. Glad to be up at the top and looking forward to... I think Joe's just preparing a gin and tonic for me.
I hope he's bought the lemon.
I've got some lemon in my pack.
Of course you have.
Be prepared, Joe.
I'm absolutely incredibly proud for you for climbing up that hill. It was a pretty big moment, I think, for all of us.
I'm just glad I'm on the top. I didn't think I was going to make it at one point, really. But thank you for everybody for your support again and waiting for me. It's a long old climb, Joe.
Always a pleasure, Billy. Never a chore to wait for you.
That's most kind of you.
Today. We're not going to worry where we are each day, because if we're not where we're supposed to be, we're not where we are. So just worry about where you are today, and that's the way life will be.
Cheers! So I'm here with Tony, and we've just broken through some illegal territory.
Yeah, we're very naughty today. We have to be quiet.
Snuck past very big scary dogs and broken into someone's private property, actually.
And enjoying our legs being scratched by this lovely vegetation, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, it's pretty scratchy, pretty prickly.
Yeah, very prickly.
How are your lovely toned legs doing back there, Tony? Because you were saying earlier, the reason you took on this walking trip is that you just wanted to get really toned.
We are toned, and put it this way, we left our nuts cracked. for the Christmas time. By the end of this trip, we'll be able to crack nuts with no problems.
Okay, well, I think we're going to put that to the test with some walnuts that I've prepared.
Indeed,
for that particular final day of the walk.
Yes, we're going to have to do a competition so we can crack more nuts in less time possible.
Only walnuts, though, no Brazils, right?
No, Brazil.
And none of those spiky almonds.
Oh, no, definitely not those.
Walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, whoop-a. Woo!
So, day three, just woken up in a very beautiful setting because we were lucky enough to land ourselves in somebody's house.
I know, a bit of a glamping scenario last night. It was such a treasure waking up and being able to have some boiled water, some toast. So we're all ready now for day three.
So we stayed at Derek's house. He's a friend of Billy, right near the Blue Marlin in Calajondal, which was incredibly fortunate, which had a swimming pool and a shower and amazing double beds in a really stunning setting. It was almost like being on a retreat.
We feel extremely blessed. He's such a sweet man, and for him to take us in like this, it's just really, really admirable. So thank you so much. All of us have had good night's sleep. We're all a bit sore, but we're ready for day three.
So we're here with our generous host, Derek, who very kindly put us up last night in the most beautiful, stunning place. Like, where are we? Tell us a little bit about your home.
Well, we're on Calajondal Beach in Ibiza, and Mandalay is a very special place. You'll see on the way in some Neolithic stones that were used as a healing circle in England. They came from Gorse Far in Wales, a Neolithic site, and they're very special energy stones, and they create a really good atmosphere here.
I definitely was feeling that last night, but what on earth made you decide it was a good idea to host 11 dirty walkers?
Well, unfortunately, my mate Billy turned up and I couldn't refuse him.
And how are you feeling about that decision now?
Well, I'm not so sure, but no, I'm very pleased if I can contribute anything towards a good cause.
Well, we're incredibly, incredibly grateful, and thank you so, so much for having us.
Pleasure. Hope to see you all again.
So, day three, strolling down from Calajondal, just another little bay with Toby Clark, leader of the Light Brigade.
We're one collective team, there's no leader, I keep telling you.
I just like that little title for you, it kind of fits somehow with the blonde mop.
Thank you, and it definitely is looking like a mop after lots of swimming in the sea, grease, sweat. I actually had a shower in sweat yesterday, I think we all did actually. Going up and down those little hills that people say are mountains, but there are no actual mountains on Ibiza. A hill becomes a mountain at 700 metres, and Satalia is only 500. So there's only hills, okay?
It felt like we were literally mountain climbing yesterday. I think you need to get a new name for your company and call it Climbing Ibiza rather than walking.
No. Ibiza is a bit of an... Or people are surprised by Ibiza when they think there's not really any walking here. And then we do a walk like Cap d'Asfalco and people are like, holy shit, okay, it's pretty hardcore here. And there's lovely walks from the simplest walks, which is going to be today, or certainly the first start of it is quite simple, roads, caminos. But, Joe, there's a hill at the end.
Of course there is, Toby. I mean, I love the title that you gave to the five hills. We were comparing it to sort of Seven Sisters in Surrey, which is where we're both from, and you came up with the five hills of Cap d'Asfalco?
I called it something else, actually. I said they're the five motherfuckers.
I must agree. I wholeheartedly concur on that front. They were really tough going, and I think they provided a serious challenge for the group. How do you think morale is this morning after a good night's sleep in a normal bed?
Yeah, I think, only two people in a normal bed.
Unless I was in my tent, no.
Did you sneak into the other bed as well?
I considered it. Three in the bed and the little one said, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think we're all, because we actually had proper tables and chairs to sit in last night, heated up the food, which been provided by Belinda, my wife, so thank you very, very much. And I think it's just been a real good revival. And I think also, though, what we were told this morning about the stones and where they've come from, I think that's actually really helped people. And even if you don't believe in all that mumbo-jumble, I certainly do believe in it. And this morning when we were meditating by those stones, I was just feeling, wow, I'm ready.
Well, we just all touched the star... stone just before we left, and I must admit, you definitely got that twinkle back in your eye.
Well, that stone's doing its job then.
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm still getting to grips with my tent, I must say. And every night, as I'm just nodding off, I can just feel things crawling on me. I don't know if it's my arachnophobia paranoia, but I'm convinced that I'm joined by spiders. Is this spider season?
There might be one or two, Joe. Yeah, there are. We've
seen a lot of webs.
We found some yesterday, but it's right at the end of the spider season. The spider season. So it's right at the end of the spider season. And as the weather's getting colder, I don't know what happens to the spiders, but they seem to just disappear. But I walked into a web yesterday, and they're about the size of a 50 pence piece, I suppose. And for a spider, they're really just ugly-looking spiders. You know, they do a good job for
big, fat bodies.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them are the females that are pregnant with their little babies. So, just to make you even happier, Joe.
I'm not going to lie, I have to fess up here, I had a minor panic attack in my tent last night. I could feel something in my hair, and then it was crawling all over me, and my legs, and in my sleeping bag, and yeah, I think maybe I just need to put some clothes on my skin so it's covered and I can't feel that.
Well, do you actually zip your tent up? So I don't know where these spiders are coming from.
I think they're in my head.
I think they
and
are.
And in my hair. Yeah.
Everywhere. I'm just sorry to totally change the subject, but just looking left now, this is the last mountain we came over yesterday. It looks pretty awesome now, doesn't it? For all those people who have been to the Blue Marlin or Yemanja on Ibiza, if you're looking out to sea, there's this big hill on the left that you look at, and probably while you're sipping your champagne in the Blue Marlin, don't even think two hints about it, but it's a beautiful mountain. The views from the top were absolutely stunning. But it did finish a few people off.
It was giganormous, Toby. Definitely. Thank you so much for that. And yes, well, just lastly, how many miles are we, or how many K are we thinking we're going to cover today on day three?
I am not putting any figures on how far we're travelling each day. It's just got to be organic, and what we walk, we walk.
And what did we cover so far, wasn't it?
We did 19k on the first day and 13 kilometres yesterday. But as the weatherman always says, it was 13, but might be like 25.